The alphabet. Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, zeta, eta, theta, iota, kappa, lambda, mu, nu, xi, omicron, p, rho, sigma, tau, upsilon, phi, chi, psi, omega. The alphabet. Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, zeta, eta, theta, iota, kappa, lambda, mu, nu, xi, omicron, p, rho, sigma, tau, upsilon, phi, chi, psi, omega. The alphabet. Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, zeta, eta, theta, iota, kappa, lambda, mu, nu, xi, omicron, p, rho, sigma, tau, upsilon, phi, chi, psi, omega. This is the present active indicative verb chant, the extended form, with explanations. Luo, first person, I loose. Luace, second person, you singular, loose. Lue, third person singular, he, she, it looses. Luomen, first person plural, we loose. Luete, second person plural, you all loose. Luusi, third person plural, they loose. Now, let's just say the chant by itself, without the explanations. Luo, lueis, lue, luomen, luete, luusi. Once again. Luo, lueis, lue, luomen, luete, luusi. Once again. Luo, lueis, lue, luomen, luete, luusi. This is chant number 2, the 212 nouns, with explanation. Logos. Nominative singular when it's the subject of the sentence. Logu. Genitive singular of a word. Logo. Dative singular, 2x4 at with a word. Logon. Word as the object of the sentence. Logoi, nominative plural, words as the subject of the sentence. Logon, genitive plural, of words. Logois, the dative plural, could be either 2x4 at with words. And finally, logus, the accusative plural, words, when it's used as the object of the sentence. Now the first declension noun, graphe, which is a feminine form. Graphe, nominative singular, when it's used as the subject of the sentence. Graphes, the genitive singular, of a writing. Graphe, the dative singular, 2x4 at with a writing. Graphein, accusative singular, writing when it's the object of the sentence. Graphi, nominative plural, feminine, when it's the subject of the sentence. Graphon, genitive plural, of writings. Graphice, dative plural, can be either 2x4 at with writings. And graphos, the accusative plural, when it's used as the object of the sentence, writings. Now back to the second declension, neuters. Hieron is the nominative singular when it's used as the subject of the sentence, temple. Hieru, genitive singular, of a temple. Hiero, the dative singular, could be either 2x4 at with a temple. Hieron, the accusative singular, when it's used as the object of the sentence. Hiera, the nominative singular, when it's used as the subject of the sentence, temples. Hieron, genitive plural, of temples. Hierois, 2x4 add with temples, the dative plural. Hiera, accusative plural, temples as the object of the sentence. And now we'll say them three times, the chant without explanation, just the straight chant. Logos, logu, logo, logon, logoi, logon, logois, logus. Graphe, graphes, graphe, graphane, graphi, graphone, graphice, graphas. Hieron, hieru, hiero, hieron, hiera, hieron, hierois, hiera. Once again, logos, logu, logo, logon, logoi, logon, logois, logus. Graphe, graphes, graphe, graphane, graphi, graphone, graphice, graphas. Hieron, hieru, hiero, hieron, hiera, hieron, hierois, hiera. And now a third time. Logos, logu, logo, logon, logoi, logon, logois, logus. Graphe, graphes, graphe, graphane, graphi, graphone, graphice, graphas. Hieron, hieru, hiero, hieron, hiera, hieron, hierois, hiera.